are paying that voluntarily. What's needed, though, is an enforcement presence by IRS so that taxpayers are confident that IRS is enforcing the law and that their people's friends and neighbors are paying their fair share.
Here's a recent story from Time magazine. The $600 billion the IRS can't collect. It asks, who owes the money the IRS is trying to get a handle on, and why? The single biggest contributor to the tax gap, 84% of it, are people who simply underreport their income. The biggest headache for the IRS is collecting business income from the self-employed, who must voluntarily report their earnings and may, accidentally or on purpose, omit items such as income received through bartering, debt cancellation, or kickbacks. Why is that such an issue? We can guess as to why that money's hard to collect, and what happens when the IRS discovers someone's underreporting.
It's an interesting problem for IRS. Where there's information reporting, where third parties are reporting your income to IRS, the compliance rate for that kind of income is very high.
So wage
earners have very high compliance rates because the W-2s go to the wage earner, but IRS gets a copy of those. So wage earners have a copy of the W-2 with their income on it. They know IRS knows. So the compliance rate there is very high, and it's hard to make an error. Even an involuntary error, because you've got the number on the W-2. In situations where there is no information reporting, the noncompliance rate is very high. That's the problem area. One area is business income, especially small business income. It's not necessarily the case that small business people are any less honest, but there's no information reporting on that income.